is Moira and Big Trev.
We do like to thank the wonderful invention, the internet.
Thank you, internet.
All right, so sometimes I end up in a deep dive, and I go through reels sometimes, and I end up in very strange places, like old interviews. I love watching interviews of people when they first started.
Oh, yes.
Like Brad Pitt, Jim Carrey, all those kind of ones.
Big Trev.
Oh, absolutely. I loved some of his interviews from 2004. I've watched them with Gretel Colleen. Just amazing, the work that you did once you won.
So I'd like to thank again our special celebrity guest today, Trevor, the winner of Big Brother 4. Thank you very much.
Doesn't do as many media appearances now. But
no, he's too busy. Yeah. Also, someone very, very similar to Big Trev, Oprah Winfrey. She was doing an interview.
Why don't I give everybody a car?
Well,
I thought you were going to say the other one.
No. Stevie Wonder as well. So apparently Stevie Wonder performed.
Keep going.
At Oprah Winfrey's birthday.
Right.
And there was a rumour going on about how Oprah Winfrey paid or, you know, said thank you to Stevie Wonder.
Oh, nice.
About how she paid him for his performance.
Mm-hmm.
Have a listen to the
issue. Is it true that you thank Stevie Wonder for performing Happy Birthday at your 50th by giving him a Rolls Royce?
I thought it was a Maybach or something. Is that the same thing?
No, that's a different thing, but it's another thing, yeah.
I think it's a Maybach.
You gave him that car?
He said he wanted it. And he said he wanted it.
He was probably kidding, right?
He said he wanted it.
He wanted the car?
And I was like, you're going to drive it? And he sent me a video of him driving it.
Oh,
yes, he did.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
He did. That is true.
Now, I believe it's a Maybach.
Mm.
And I think it's a Mercedes-Benz.
Yes, yeah. It's a very high-end Mercedes.
And it's $487,000. The 2022 model.
Oh.
The sedan. I don't think he got a sedan.
No.
Can you put that? I love that story.
It's like giving him a dartboard.
It pretty much is.
Or video games.
Which one's more dangerous, do you think?
Well, I mean, there was remember in the movie Scent of a Woman when Al Pacino was blind?
Yes.
Chris O'Donnell.
O'Donnell. Yes.
Was his sort of carer.
Yes.
And he drove a Porsche.
Let him drive a Porsche.
I love that story.
That's a brilliant one. But why would you buy a blind man a car?
Well, because he wanted it.
Yeah, but he could just give him an i30 or something and he wouldn't have known.
Yeah.
He could have had mine. My i30. I mean, slightly less roomy.
Why does it smell like a foot in here?
Thank you, internet.
It's Moira and Big Trev.